I'm going to take you with me. I recently started sneezing, coughing, sniffling. Now, these are symptoms that John Marshall had, and Mike Schley cured him of within the matter of, an hour or two. And the way he did that was with ozonated water. You're listening to Inspirato Projecto Podcast, by the way. So, Mike used ozonated water. And told me what to do, how to do that. And I'm not going to explain to you what it is I will be picking up. I'll just take you with me. And you can just be with me as I'm on the journey. As we look for this particular ingredient. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's just how it goes. Oh, everybody knows. We can see how long we can go on with this. If there was a glitch in this, unless it's an intentional thing, one of the things I noticed on here is that if I get a text message or a phone call, the recording will stop. Like it'll stop where it's at. And it won't let me continue. It won't let me save either. It's been 50-something degrees out here as of late. Right now it's 80-something. Wow. California. So, having said that about Anchor concerning, receiving phone calls and whatnot, or text messages, I was in the Uber yesterday. I think it was. Was it yesterday or the day before? Jerry's. No. Jerry's. I don't know. I was in an Uber car. And the Japanese guy, or the Asian guy, I'll say, you could tell this guy had been big time programmed by limited thinking. He's like, I-63, I old man. Old man are trash. Old man trash. No good. And then he would start laughing. No, it's the young. It's the young people. I like to serve for the young people. Old man, I'm old man. Trash. Old man trash. And he would start laughing. I'd say, now hold on there, buddy. He was trying to insist that he was all used up. That all he was good for now was driving Uber, being retired, and serving the youth and being retired sitting on a couch. I did garnish a little piece of wisdom from him, was that apparently he used to be a big gambler. And so he lost a lot of money. So then his daughter, who's an engineer, she suggested he start doing Uber. But his attitude about old folks, it was like, no, I old man, I trash, hee hee, I trash, hee. And it just, and I'm like, dude, I'm sure you have got lots of talents, passions, so I was recording on Anchor that whole time. It would have been like a 40-minute long Inspirato Projecto podcast. It would have been a... Oh God. Crikey, Crikerton. I'm not going to the right pet store. Crikey, Crikerton. I'm not going. Crikey, Crikerton. Crikey, Crikerton. I'm not going where I'm supposed to be going. Whoa, crikey, Crikerton. What? Crikerton. Crikey, Crikerton. I'm not going where I wanted to be going. All right, here we go. Here we go. Yo. Come on, guys. Almost made it. This person moved up very slow. That's okay, I'm not in a hurry. So the guy kept insisting that old people were just trash. They had nothing left to give. I think the issue is, too many times, while recording thoughts, ideas, etc., there's this idea of an invisible amount of listeners, of people judging what you're saying, what your thoughts are. Now, if my mission is to simply give this message to my future self so he's got something to listen to and can utilize this version of himself as a science experiment, so to speak, you know, use this version as a not necessarily template, but comparison, you know, barometer. I want to be able to give him stuff so he can look back on his mind now. It's interesting to see what giblets of information are retained through the years. What pieces we keep with us. Which other ones that continue to rattle around, to resonate with us as we continue through our lives. We carry certain aspects with. Do the stories that we tell over and over and over, are those the ones that, would those be considered a crutch? And is that a bad thing? To be able to pull out of an inventory? Smell the flowers. Oh shit, there's a bee on that flower. Oh my God, these smell so good. There are bees on these flowers. This is great. Hey guys. There are bees on them flowers. I do believe I gone done seen some bees on them flowers. Buzzing up and down and all around them flowers. I gone done see a bee buzzing around them flowers.
This is very true. Very, very true.
It was buzzing. That god darn bee was buzzing. Buzzing around that yellow flower. Buzzing around that yellow flower.
Maybe that could be my cowboy voice when I start doing westerns.
Now howdy, how you doing, Sheriff? Now if I didn't know any better, Sheriff, I'd have to say that you're gone done working for them bad guys down the road. I'm gone done seen some evidence there, Sheriff. We gone done think of that there, Sheriff. Why, howdy. Howdy, ladies and germs. Guess that I gone done heard about them, Sheriff. He got done burned stealing some oil from them oil pipes. That's what he gone do. What he gone do?
So I'm walking in this parking lot. There's a cop parked here. And there's 8 sort of young fellas. I don't know what they're doing. Oh, they might be filming a scene. Oh, I see. They're shooting a movie back here. That's awesome. That was really funny. It was so great. These guys are passing around a blunt. These guys just, why, howdy there. You don't see that too often in any other town, do you? You see it here, though. That was one of the selling points of me moving out here. Was that... Here come the real cops. They're passing by the street with the other cop car. Wow. Living in Cali, everywhere is a possible place for something to get shot. John Marshall was telling me a story about some cinematographer. I think he was coming from Paris, and he was coming in to was going into the airport. He's on his way to shoot a movie, and on the form you're supposed to write down what your occupation is, you know, what you do. And the cinematographer said, I'm here to shoot a pilot. That means much different with movie terms than with, let's say, you know, airport bad guy talk, so to speak. I'm here to shoot a pilot. Who in their right mind even admits that? And then number two,
Couldn't he just simply say, look, I'm here to, you know, sorry, I'm here to record a TV show. Obviously, that's all he had to do. I'm here to shoot a TV show. That would have got him out. And I guess some of the other people on set had to come out and vouch for him. Let's see if these guys have a an aquarium section. I might have, let's see. That would be great if they did, huh? A lot of dog and cat stuff. See a lot of dog and cat stuff. Dog cat stuff. I would love it if they had any sort of fish related products. Hey, do you mind just that real fast? Do you know if there's any fish related things here, or is it just
right over here, buddy?
Like, do you have pumps, like the bubbler things for the aquarium?
Yeah, sure. Right in this little center,
right? Oh, cool! Thank you so much. Is this what I thought it was? No, it's not. No, it's not. Is this what I thought it was? No, it's not. No, it's not. Or is it? Is this a heater? Oh, it's a heater. Huh. Huh. Interesting. That's it. That's all. That's it. That's it. That's all there is to it. That's all there is to it. All right. Okay. Okay. I'm looking at this, okay, wait, what am I looking at? What am I looking at? Oh, one of those, okay. Okay. Alright. Alright, okay. I should find my special supplies. Someplace else. Surprise, surprise, they don't have my supplies. Time to go on a journey and find it someplace else. Hello. So now the mission is to go to another kind of place. For you know what? I'm gonna interview these guys. I'm gonna interview these guys about their maybe this is the whole point, the whole reason why I even came this way in the first place. All right. I'm gonna ask these guys what the name of their project is. Figure they can use this as free promotion. Hey, you guys, I saw you guys shooting some over here. What's the name of your project? You're on Inspirato Projecto podcast, by the way. I also have a radio station. I figured this would be free promotion for you guys.
I don't know what it is.
All right, this is Let 'Em Have It by Abstract 9008. This is a 9008 movement. You can go to 9008ent.com to check out all our new exclusive shit.
It's incredible. What is this? Is this a band you're in? Or?
This is a rap group.
Abstract 9008, Let 'Em Have It, featuring Trap Daz. You can look it up coming soon.
How many of you guys are in this?
It's two. It's my people right here.
Abstract, and my man Trap Daz is a solo artist and part of a group.
That's the homie Trap Daz. You know what I mean? Came from the same area.
And so all these guys are just basically helping with your music video projects?
Yeah, this is our team. This is our fam right here, and they help us with everything.
That's great. Is there a SoundCloud or something I can go to check out?
Abstract 9008, 90008.
Okay, so I'll tell you what. I have my radio show, Inspirato Projecto Radio. It's on K-Chung. It's an AM station, 1630 AM, but it's in Chinatown. And I always like to play bands on there that are up and coming. You know, I've got comedians that I've met on the subway. I've got all kinds of people that I've met all kinds of places that I've had on the show, and I promote on there. So this is really crazy that you guys just happen to be out here creating stuff, because the whole show is about the process of creation, and so it was great to see you guys.
And then we can connect after this, because right now we shoot.
Oh yeah, absolutely, yeah. I just wanted to interview really fit.
So we just keep on shooting.
Oh cool. What's your name?
Me and you will connect on the side, and then they can keep on doing their video.
You can email inspiratoprojectoradio@gmail.com.
I'm not gonna remember that. Okay. So get my Instagram. Get my Instagram or something like that. Okay. And then we can go from there. That way they can keep on doing their video. Me and you'll come on.
Yeah. All right, so you can go to, on Instagram, you can go to Inspirato Projecto, which is my Instagram, and then I'll send you Inspirato.
Spell it for me, please.
Yeah. And what's your name?
I'm Romeo Holloway.
Oh, this is great. Inspirato. Can you hold this for me, please?
Yeah.
There we go. So this is it right here, bam. All right. And I see that you follow me, I'll send you a direct message and let you know about it. Yeah, I'll play your music on the radio. You guys, have a great time out here. This is great, very cool. So it's just awesome to live out here in California, and for stuff like this to be going on all the time. You know, it just is like, around every corner, there's something going on. And I just realized that I know that guy, Romeo. I know that guy, Romeo, the manager. I've met him on many occasions. In fact, he's the guy who used to live in my building. And in fact, he is the original, I don't want to say owner necessarily, but he is the, he's the one, he used to have Gonzo. He used to take care of Gonzo long ago. And, then he got kicked out, and then he gave Gonzo to Johnny. Johnny got kicked out. I went there and I saved Gonzo. So his name, from what I heard through the grapevine, his name used to be Tigger. And then when he was over at Johnny's house, when Johnny was taking care of him, he didn't really have a name. They were just calling him Kitty. And then it was all because of Ashley, who happened to be staying at the apartment at the time. She thought it'd be great to name him Hunter or Gonzo, because I have that documentary about Hunter S. Thompson called Gonzo. And so we called him Dr. Gonzo. We thought that was a great name. Part Hunter S. Thompson and part Doctor Who. So anyway, that's really quite crazy that I happen to stop and interview those guys for the podcast. And it just so happens that guy, Romeo. Now, see, when you're in this position, now you're in a dilemma. Do you go, hey, I'm taking care of your cat? Or do you go, I'm not going to tell that guy anything? Because it's not his cat. Right? The cat is not his. And I'm not to say that the cat is mine. However, I'm taking care of him, you know? Giving him good vibes, good home, stuff to eat. playfulness, all that jazz, all that razzmatazz, all that jazz. So, very interesting. How crazy is that? Had I not stopped to talk to those guys? I would not stop to talk to those guys. That would not have happened. So, there you have it. Stop and smell the flowers, because sometimes there will be bees. And stop and interview people once in a while. Talk to strangers. You never know what you are going to encounter. You never, ever know. You never know what you will encounter. Hello, Earthling. Hello, I've been sent to very far distance. Hello, I've been sent to very far distance. That's good, jing, jing, jingling, jing, jing, jingling. I think it would be poetic if I ended today's episode with Gonzo sniffing the phone, so let's see what we can do. Gonzo, kitty! Kitty!